Throughout the world today, there are many, many who are celebrating. And of course, I'm one of them because it is a feast of Saints Simon and Jude, Thaddeus. And of course, we do not know very much about Saint Simon, who is called the Zealot, because he was very zealous in fighting evil and heresy in his life, especially the heresies that the Jews brought into the Catholic Church, which they did. Even though they were not members, they always were introducing ideas that were contrary to the Catholic faith and to our Lord Jesus Christ. So he was called Simon the Zealot. He was zealous for the truth of Christ. The one to whom his feast is united is much more famous and very devoted of by many people, St. Judas Thaddeus. And he's referred to mostly as Thaddeus because they did not want him to be confused with the other apostle, Judas Iscariot, who was the great traitor. He was, as the readings of today say, which I know you're following in your missals, he was one of those who fought for the truth, and as such was hated, like Christ was hated, like even the Father is hated by many in the world who do not believe, do not have faith. So St. Jude Thaddeus, or Judas Thaddeus, gives us a great example of the way that an apostle and a disciple of Christ must be. It is also said that he was a cousin of our Lord's. We do not know whether through St. Joseph or through St. Anne or somebody else. And so God bless you. Don't give it to me. Today we then celebrate this feast. If it weren't for St. Judas Thaddeus, I would not be here. Because when I applied to enter the seminary, it was very unlikely, one, because I was so young, and two, because they knew already then that I was very traditional, and already the seminary had begun to turn. And so I prayed and prayed to St. Jude, as well, of course, as my parents, because they supported me completely and in every which way. In the meantime, I went shopping, and one of my favorite priests, my spiritual director, bought me my first cassock and my first surplice, which I still have. And then we bought some religious articles, and I saw this beautiful, beautiful statue of St. Jude Thaddeus. And I didn't have two dimes to rub together, but somehow I found two or three. And I think it cost me $75. Well, just recently, I had it appraised, and it's worth over $5,000 because it was carved by Henri, famous sculptor from the north of Italy, and it's hand-carved and painted. Very, very beautiful and elegant statue of St. Judas Thaddeus with Christ on his breast, because one of the people to whom he was evangelizing, a king, asked, "I will not believe unless I see a picture of your Christ." So St. Jude either went to the Palestine, to Bethlehem and whatever, or wrote, which was not unheard of in those days. And St. Luke gave him a picture of the face of Christ, which he then put around his neck as a medal. And of course, it's big. It's not a little tiny thing. And he took it to the king, and he was converted. And so as a result, most of the pictures and statues of St. Judas Thaddeus have him carrying a beautiful picture of Christ. So today, we pray to him and to his companion, St. Simon the Zealot, to pray for us. They preached in Ethiopia, in Arabia, and then ended up in Persia, where they were both martyred. St. Simon was sawed in half from head to toe with a saw. So he is presented in iconography with a saw. And he is, of course, one of the patrons of carpenters, along with St. Joseph. And St. Judas, Judas Thaddeus, was clubbed to death, like with a giant baseball bat. And so you see him in all of the statues and pictures having a club next to him. And so today, we beseech them to intercede for us and to grant us to be faithful to Christ to the very last moment of our lives on earth. St. Simon the Zealot and St. Judas Thaddeus, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.